It's an absolute pleasure to be in your company. You are such an icon, mate, and I just love you.
Bloody bless you.
But all I'm worried about before we get to the TV show is that you just told me something off air when I said, "Are you okay?" Because of you've had some injuries. What's happened to your stature?
This is an old story.
Well, I broke my back in a monster truck. Yes. And unfortunately, as a result of that, 4 months of pain, but I lost a centimetre and a half, which hurt more than anything else.
Of height,
Of height, yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't have enough to give away to start with.
It's just disappointing, isn't it? You know? Yeah. But you know what? It's not about the size of the fight in the... No, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the... Fighting the dog.
Well, the fact that you doubled down at the Logies was even better because I had another crash. And you said the only thing that saved my life was the four pillows that I was sitting on to reach the steering wheel. Oh,
thank you. You know what? Brilliant. Appreciates that. Grant appreciates that, Ed. He appreciates jokes at his expense.
No, I know. He's got a great sense of humour.
Of course he does.
He didn't beg you not to put it in like other, more thin skin television types.
Does that happen?
Richard Wilkins was pathetic once. Oh, no, I'm trying to get a new relationship going. Don't mention me with Susie from the block.
Does he not know that it's a badge of honour to have you just sling mud at him on stage in the biggest TV spectacle in the land?
Aaron, the year that Grant won the Gold Logie, I did the opening there, and I was sitting beside him when I got off, and I looked at him and said, I forgot to do the joke about you, and he was heartbroken.
It's the only reason my parents watch the entire show is to see what Hughes is going to say about me.
Oh, I sit there every year and just, God, for the love of God, please don't, particularly end of the footy show type period and a few others. Oh, God. But you know what? Now I'm actually disappointed. Why didn't you take the absolute piss out of me that year?
Absolutely. I should have. There's no doubt I should have.
And now,
I tell you what, Ed Cavalier's very excited about Who Do You Think You Are and what the hell has gone on.
As you know, Grant Daniel, I think this show is a mistake. You do not do Who Do You Think You Are, because what you find out is that your ancestors aren't all they could be.
Well, they were too closely related. You know?
Yeah, this is the problem. Hang on, what are you suggesting about Grant?
I'm saying.
That was really straight away.
In the day before public transport, and shallow, but you probably not.
I'm not even joking. You're half right there, Husey, because.
Oh, what have we got?
There's two things I wanted out of this. It'd be awesome to find out that A, I'm related to like a bush ranger, something cool like that. And then there's just like this chest of gold waiting for me in a cave somewhere to be claimed. Yes. Oh, he's here. There you go. This is yours. Yep. Or you're related to your wife. That was my biggest concern.
Because we're talking Bathurst here. Like that's on the cards.
Yeah. And we look the same hair colour, same eye colour, same skin colour. Oh, we're pretty close.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, did you find something out? Is there someone in your past who you're proud of or ashamed of?
Well, you got to be really careful because when you open that door, you don't know what you're going to find. And if you go back far enough, everyone's going to have... one in the family.
Yeah.
And they found the one for me, which...
Give it to us.
I can't give away too much, mate, because it's a hell of a journey that took me a fair bit to recover from to get through, to be honest. But we went back, four generations, and there was just harrowing stories where very strong females in my long line of strong females in my family had just suffered horrific things, almost unspeakable things.
Unspeakable.
And what they do is it's a slow drip of information. They kind of put breadcrumbs along in the journey, and then you start finding out these wonderful things about these great people they were kicked off the Scottish Highlands, brutally attacked the women. They were being bludgeoned as they jumped into the rivers to sort of save themselves, and the men had to sort of rescue them out and resuscitate them, and they were kicked off their land after 500 years with nowhere to go, so then they come to Australia. But then, the hardships don't end there. And some of the things that they told me were so graphic, and then about abuse as well. And it's a really difficult thing to sit down and have that just landed in your lap. And you go, I don't have the words or the emotional intelligence to break this down, let alone now be a spokesperson for it.
Were your relatives victims or were they perpetrators?
They were both. They were both. And that's a difficult thing to resolve because you feel you want to be proud of your lineage. You want to be proud of the stock that you're made of. Yeah. And I wasn't ready for the negative. And that took a lot out of me.
I was going to ask you about that. You've got a wife, obviously, a lovely wife and three daughters now. the part of your family that were victims to this horrific abuse, did you feel it more because you are the dad of three little girls?
Definitely, 100%. I think just bringing another one into the world, you know, right now, who's now 4 months old, little Sunday, and you think my whole job is to make sure that they are safe and they feel loved and appreciated and heard and validated, and then to find out that I go back, maybe my great-great-great-grandfather and one of his children burnt down their entire farm. And the reason why was just, it broke my heart.
This sounds like a novel to me. This is an Australian novel. Are you going to write it, Grant? You need to write it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got tears in your eyes now.
It's a lot, man. It's a really lot. When you talk about such frivolous stuff in your life, like I'm the smiley game show guy who gives away cars and cash. You know, this is a completely different kind of form of television. And I went in naively.
Yeah, well, no one gets a Ford Festiva at the end of Who Do You Think You Are?
it's Tuesday, June 8th, next Tuesday, 7:30.
When the series starts.
Grant Daniels is a little bit down the line, but you've got to watch the whole thing. Mate, thank you. This is, I'm intrigued.
Full on.
We thought it was going to be a bit of fun. Yeah, you found out your wife was your cousin, but this is even more full on than that. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. No, it's amazing. Really
Grant
appreciate
Daniel,
it.
Grant Daniels, everybody. It's Susie, Ed and Aaron.